and welcome to Commodity Classic Announcement Conference Call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will follow at that time. If you should require operator assistance at any time, you may press star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to our host, Mr. Bill Sherman. You may begin.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, who's joined in this morning. Appreciate your time. I'm Bill Sherman with the American Soybean Association, Executive Director of Industry and Member Relations. And we have some pretty exciting news to announce today. And you've all seen a release, possibly, but the announcement is that AgConnect and Commodity Classic, two very good trade shows that most of you already know about, have joined forces. We will be having a joint show starting in 2016, where AgConnect will become part of Commodity Classic, or the show will be held in New Orleans in March of 2016. AgConnect, as you know, has been owned and run by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Commodity Classic is a joint venture of National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association. We also have the affiliates of wheat growers and sorghum producers involved with Commodity Classic. So we think this will take two very, very good shows and make them a lot better. It allows all our exhibitors, all our key industry stakeholders, and farmer members a great opportunity to participate in a cutting-edge, world-class show. I'm going to stop there because we have several speakers we'd like to introduce you to, and they will participate as well and give you their perspective on this announcement. First off, Charlie O'Brien, who is Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and head of their ag sector. Charlie will speak for about 5 minutes and then turn it back to me. So, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. First of all, I'd just like to say how excited we really are about the working relationship that we're about ready to start with Commodity Classic. AEM and our members certainly have long recognized and appreciated and respected the approach that Commodity Classic has brought to the industry. We also feel that the vision of both Commodity Classic and AgConnect experiences are consistent in the vision of the future in creating a premier must-attend event that focuses on quality and not just quantity. It's really the quality in exhibits, quality in attendees, quality in the educational programming, and the quality of the overall experience for both the attendees and the exhibitors. Other attributes is driven really the vision resulting in rapid growth of the AgConnect over its short three-show history. Over this time, AgConnect has grown to over 11,000 attendees, 400 exhibitors, and 220,000 net square feet. Part of the reason for the success is rooted in our fulfillment of our mission and values as an association. We're really here and designed to serve our membership and ultimately serve the best interest of the industry, our farmer customers, and the agricultural equipment manufacturer members. I guess, to kind of put that in other words, we worry about a lot, but it takes care in focusing and providing the best experiences that, quite frankly, we'd like to think of as much more than a traditional farm show. It's an event that brings key company personnel, presidents, engineers, project managers, and industry experts into the booth. We think that people, and we've heard that people want to talk to those that influence change and can provide straight answers to questions about the future. Those are the people that are in attendance and will be in attendance. It includes high education level and the latest technology advances all under one roof at one time. We have worked on AgConnect and worked very hard to make these differentiating features, and certainly will carry on that future with our relationship with Commodity Classic. We know we share a common value and makes this joining of the experiences of AgConnect and Commodity Classic, quite frankly, really so powerful. We know our strength of bringing key exhibitors, AEM members, to the inaugural event in New Orleans in 2016, and certainly leveraging the strength of Commodity Classic to bring and attract very strong attendee base. Leveraging the strength together, we can create a win-win situation. And I guess kind of on a personal note, very few times in a career that you get an opportunity to basically have a point where you have 1 + 1 = 3. And I think, this is really one of those rare occasions that we get to actually do that, that we have with the ability to leverage each other as organizations, with all the organizations that are involved, and then really equal 1 + 1 = 3. So those are the open comments, and Bill, with that, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. And next up, we have Martin Bargrain, president of NCGA, corn grower from Illinois. Martin.
Thanks, Bill. You know, we're very excited about this announcement. It's great news for our growers. It's going to bring them a bigger, a better show with so much more to see and do. Yeah. Anyone who's been to Commodity Classic has seen how much we've grown so much in the recent years. We've added in our wheat and sorghum affiliates, and now with AEM joining in, we're going to have a show that just simply can't be missed. Next year in San Antonio at Commodity Classic, we expect to break records again. And then in Phoenix in 2015, we're going to celebrate the 20th year, the 20th annual Commodity Classic. I think that's a great accomplishment. So this announcement for 2016 is really just the perfect evolution of the event, and it's coming at just the right time. Now, last year in Kissimmee, Florida, our record attendance totaled more than 6,200. It included a record number of more than 3,300 corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum growers. Now, one of the huge things about Commodity, there were also more than 1,000 first-time attendees. That was another record for our show, and we had set that record earlier, thought we wouldn't break it, but we did. Our trade show was sold out, more than 1,000 booths, right, and a big waiting list of companies ready to take the advantage of any cancellations that come about. Now with this expansion, we'll be able to include many more exhibitors. You know, as a farmer, I can't wait to see what 2016 brings in terms of more exhibits and other educational opportunities that will help me back on the farm. I've always said, as a member of the Corn Board and a member of the JV committee for a while, that Commodity Classic was just a show that where you could get something and take it home on the farm and use it. And now being able to interact with more farmers, it will not only help me and my fellow growers, but the organizations we represent. As Charlie said, this is a show where, it's also where farmers come to talk with the top dogs. This show draws the presidents of companies, their head engineers, product managers, and so forth. That way you can talk to the people that are making the decisions at these companies and take that info back to your farm. It gives you the straight scoop on the plans of companies right from the top, and it helps influence the future of available technology. And finally, being able to move Commodity Classic to New Orleans will provide us the capacity to significantly increase the size and scope of the event, and it will have another great benefit as well. I always love New Orleans. I love to visit there, so we can support a world-class city that's an important port city where our grain heads to markets around the world, so it kind of ties in really well with what we do as farmers. Anyway, Bill, that's kind of what I've got to say. Back to you.
Thanks, Martin. Next, we have Danny Murphy, who is the president of the American Soybean Association. Danny resides in Canton, Mississippi. And Danny,
I'll get a pickup right away.
Hey, thank you, Bill. And all the other speakers have said this is a really exciting announcement today, and I know that our ASA directors are excited as well. We approved this agreement and the combining of the two shows last week, and so we're ready to move forward and glad to be making this announcement today. I've been I started attending Soybean Expo in 1984, and of course that show was one of the forerunners to Commodity Classic, where it was combined with the NCGA in 1996 and formed the first Commodity Classic. So I've been really there from the beginning and been able to witness the growth of the show and as a representative of our whole industry. We added wheat, the National Association of Wheat Growers in 2007 and the National Sorghum Producers in 2009. So this is a next step and a really big step in the progression where growers come together to learn and interact with cutting-edge technology. The agreement really provides a one-stop shop, if you will, for farmers. Now we can see even more of the latest innovations state-of-the-art machinery from AEM members and still experience that commodity-specific education that's been Classic's calling for so many years, as well as come together to work on policy issues, develop our resolutions and positions for our industry. The other important thing to note is this has been and continues to be a show produced and led by farmers for farmers. And I think that's reflected in this decision. The decision was a result of a farmer-led strategic vision task force comprised of NCGA and ASA farmer leaders that met this past summer. As farmers, we want to see the newest innovations from all our solution providers, from seeds to equipment, and be able to talk to the company's top executives, too. This partnership enables us to get that right along with everything else that makes Classic the place to be each year. From the start, Classic has been about providing the most concentrated learning, innovation, and solutions for farmers, and this partnership only advances that process even further. We look forward to working with our new partners from AEM as we engage, educate, and entertain more and more top farmers from around the country and around the world at Commodity Classic. So, Bill, thanks, and great announcement today.
Thank you, Danny. Next now we have Mr. Rob Kolb, K-O-L-B. He is the chair of the Ag Sector Board of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He's also a vice president of GEA Farm Technologies. But we've met with Rob this summer as well as we went through the negotiations. So, Rob, a few comments, please.
Great. Thank you, Bill. And good morning, everyone, for joining us on this very important call. From an exhibitor and equipment manufacturer perspective, companies like mine are always looking for world-class events to showcase our products, services, and solutions. While all ag industry companies have numerous avenues to do just that, to communicate their messages to end customer farmers, we always seek those that can provide us with the greatest return on investment. And as I'm sure many can appreciate, exhibiting at an event is not a decision we take lightly, as costs to participate can add up quickly. One of the things we love about Ag Connect is that many exhibitors are so committed to bringing their top-level executives and also their top-level product engineers to the show floor to connect with end customer farmers. This type of communication is invaluable, both from the company's perspective and the farmer's perspective. This has become a well-known benefit of AgConnect, which in turn attracted the top-level end customers, those on the cutting edge, those that are proactively seeking the next big breakthrough in the industry. The combination of AgConnect and Commodity Classic is sure to be a win-win for all parties involved. And while we do want to build a larger event than Commodity Classic or Ag Connect did on their own, exhibitors can be assured that this new combined show will seek quality over quantity, which, as I've stated, will attract the highest quality attendees from every corner of the agriculture industry. We're looking forward to working with AEM, NCGA, and ASA to create the must-attend event for the ag industry. I'd encourage any prospective exhibitors to keep your eyes and ears open for more details about the 2016 event. And I can only say from a personal perspective that I'm very much looking forward to March of 2016. Thank you, Bill. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Rob. I might add that for the media folks on the phone that the media portion of Commodity Classic has grown over the years as well, and that's an important component of our show as well as AgConnect, and we fully anticipate that aspect of it will remain the same and probably increase significantly. So what we plan to do now, folks, is to invite media to ask their questions. We have the operator who will come back in and help us do that. She'll open up the lines and take over that process and introduce each of you as you are ready to ask questions, and we will provide those answers then. So if the operator is there and ready to allow folks to start asking questions, I guess we can start doing that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star then the one key on your touchtone telephone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Again, to ask a question, please press the star then the one key on your touchtone telephone. One moment for questions. First question coming from the line of Jeff Nelly from Cromwell. Your line is open.
Gentlemen, thanks for the opportunity to gather today. I would be interested in the partnership that you have. Will this change your venue planning in the years to come for this event? Obviously anticipating more producers and also a larger show, will that limit or restrict the cities that you might go to, or do you have targets with cities that you might be contracting with in years to come?
Jeff, this is Bill. I'll kick that answer off. Yes to all those things. Commodity Classic, for example, already has outgrown many of the cities that we were already attending. So as we were looking ahead, we were already looking at larger venues. Obviously, with Ag Connect and Commodity Classic coming together, that will impact where we can have our show. We want to make sure that the venue is the right kind of venue to allow our exhibitors to do what they need to do. The location has to be the right kind of venue that has a proper kind of hotel space. So all those factors are being looked at. It is a competitive market. Other industry sectors have shows as well. So we are looking forward all the way to 2018 at this point in time and further. And Jeff, yes, it will impact where we go. New Orleans is the one designated for 2016. It has the capacity to handle the combined show, and there are other venues that we're looking at as well. Anybody else from the speaker standpoint care to comment?
Hey, Bill, this is Martin. I'd comment that, you know, what you made a comment that's really important. You know, Commodity Classic had really already started to outgrow some of the venues we had booked, so this is really just kind of an extension of that and looking for larger venues anyway.
Thank you, Martin. Anybody else?
Our next question comes from Margie Ackerkamp from Journal Media. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys, and congratulations. I guess my first question is, do we know what this new show will be called?
Yeah, this is Bill. At this point, it will remain under the name Commodity Classic. We have promised each other, AEM and the Classic side, that we will do the proper kind of strategic planning and marketing thought and to really launch this thing properly. We want to make sure, you know, the Commodity Classic name has established pretty good brand equity in the marketplace, as has Ag Connect. I think we'll probably evaluate that. But at this point in time, it will remain Commodity Classic. Anybody else?
Our next question comes from Sarah Wine from AgriPulse. Your line is open. Sarah Wine, your line is open.
Sorry, I had it on mute. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me now?
You bet.
Okay. So Jeff took my first question, but my second one is whether or not you've had discussions with other commodity groups that still aren't on your list, for example, cotton and rice, about perhaps also including them now one-stop shop event.
I'll kick that answer off, and maybe some of the farmers, Danny or Martin, might join in. Classic over the years has been open to other folks participating. Danny mentioned wheat growers and sorghum producers who came on board. Our latest round of strategic planning discussions, that, you know, we will be open to it. Let me put it that way, Sarah. And I think as we look forward, we'll look to see where those kind of strategic connections might fit, and talk to folks as they come forward. Charlie, if you want to chime in here as well, with Ag Connect, you've had experience with other associations and groups joining your show as well.
Yeah, we certainly have, Bill. And we, you know, one of the things that we've always tried to be is to bring key groups in, whoever they may represent. I mean, Custom Harvesters certainly was a key group that we had at the last Ag Connect, along with several others. So I think it's been certainly part of, you know, the Ag Connect Show model as well to be all-encompassing in terms of, you know, groups that would make sense to participate, have key meetings or, you know, annual meetings or whatever they have as part of a show. So, again, trying to be efficient in getting people at one place at one time for not only the meetings but also participating in what was taking place on the trade show floor as well as the other key events that were taking place.
Any other comments to Sarah on that issue?
Bill, this is Danny. While we certainly would love to have, I think, cotton growers or rice growers or any other commodity group being there, presently the cotton uses their Beltwide conference in early January as kind of their, I guess, industry meeting. And then Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in Memphis, it's the same weekend as Commodity Classic every year that is really a kind of a, maybe a cotton-specific show. So it might be a little bit of conflict there.
But the summary answer, Sarah, is yes, I think both groups would be very open to other groups that would consider joining us.
Thanks.
Hey, Bill, this is Martin.
I
would comment that, you know, Commodity Classic has always been, and Ag Connect pretty much was too, in my mind, a show for, you know, for growers to come and for, in our case, corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum producers to come and meet the people that really serve their industries. And as we grow, we have to be careful that we maintain that focus, and I'm sure our people will do that. But we don't want to get to a point, and don't anybody take this wrong, I love going to the National Farm Machinery Show. I really do, and I go almost every year. So it's not that, but it gets so big that you can't sit down and talk to, as we've talked here in our presentations, of talking to the top dogs of industry, and Farm Machinery Show just gets so big that you can't do that. And I hope we can maintain that focus here at our show that to be a quality show for our growers.
Thanks, Martin. Other questions?
Our next question comes from Lynn Henderson. Your line is open.
Yes, I'd like to add my congratulations on this exciting new partnership. My question is for Rob and Charlie. I'm curious as to why you, there are several other shows that you could have teamed up with. Why did you select the Commodity Classic?
Charlie, I think that the primary reason was we looked at ourselves and looked for similarities in terms of vision and approach. And I think that, you know, some of my opening comments talked about some of these key similarities, and we just talked about, you know, the desire to have quality and not get lost in, you know, sheer numbers. And I think we continue to both groups be in alignment with that. I think the other thing that we talked about is, you know, the possibility of working with the commodity groups and to do things outside of the show as well in terms of advocating for the industry as a whole. So we had a common interest to do that, which was outside of this show environment. So it seems that the longer that we talked, that we had a whole lot of similarities, common vision, common objectives that we wanted to do, and we also felt that, you know, just the way that we approach the trade show environment or the event environment, that it was consistent. You know, you talk about certain things, registration. You know, registration is key for both shows. Talk about education, that's key for both shows. So an awful lot of similarities where we were able to bring, you know, different things to the table was who we represent. Being we represent, obviously, you know, key exhibitors to an event where the commodity groups certainly represent farmers coming into it. So it seemed to be, you know, a bringing together of strengths overall for the two shows. So Rob or Rusty, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that.
Yeah, I guess I think that's well said, Charlie. This is Rob. And another thing to add, I think you're absolutely right. The more we talked to the Commodity Classic folks, the more we could see that our visions were in alignment, that Charlie already mentioned, talking about the education and the quality over quantity and the networking opportunities, the executives at the show and all the high quality people that will be there. And I think that really separated them from the rest. And I think it was, I forget if it was Martin that mentioned too, and not to bash any other show, but many of the shows are just simply looking to get bigger. And that's not always the answer, is just size. So I think we're really looking for that quality and that quality show. And I think that's what we found with Commodity Classic.
Thank you, Lynn. Any other questions?
Our next question comes from Kim Schmidt from List of Fabrications. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. In the press release that came out about this news, it mentions that the 2014 and 15 Commodity Classics are still going to take place as planned. There wasn't any mention about AgConnect in 2015. Is that still planning to happen, or has that changed?
Charlie, I'll take that one.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We are looking to put our focus and emphasis on the 2016 show, so we will not have a show in 2015.
Okay, thank you.
Next question.
Our next question comes from Kurt Lawson from Penson Media. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I don't know how much you've thought about your education model, but given the already full schedule at Commodity Classic, just wondering how you are going to fit such quality into this combined with a larger trade show, and if you're looking at expanding the amount of days for the show, or if you've thought through some of that.
Good question, Kurt. Thank you. Those are issues that will need to be ironed out. Both groups have a certain model at this point in time. As we get together moving toward 2016, we certainly will need to think about those things. As you know, Kurt, Commodity Classic is a very full show as it is. There's only so many hours in a day. So we will have those kind of discussions. And one of the goals on both sides is to have our show attendees, have it be a very satisfying event. And so customer satisfaction, attendee satisfaction is very high. So we'll have to factor all those things in. Nothing's sacred on that regard. It could be more days. We're looking at other technological advances where we can plug in more people to these educational events, or reaching additional folks. There's a whole bunch of different ways that we're going to be looking at, Kurt. We'll probably get good input from all our exhibitors and good input from other stakeholders as well as we move forward as to how we can make this thing even work better and be more satisfactory to all. Charlie, any comments there?
No, I think that's very well said, Bill. I think it's really, at the end of the day, trying to meet the expectations of those that are willing and coming to the show, both from an exhibitor perspective as well as from an attendee perspective. So all those voices need to be heard and will be heard, and then design around all that. So there's a fair amount of planning and discussion to go into that yet.
Okay, next question.
Our next question comes from Jeff Nally from Cromwell Energy Radio. Your line is open.
Forgive me for coming this way, guys, but I do want to ask the question. As it is a combination event of so many, how do you organize the show? Does one take responsibility for the trade show, and the other commodity groups take care of the show, or do you combine? Where do you combine efforts in planning the event? And then, from a bottom line standpoint, what about revenue? Does this take money away from commodity organizations you need in other areas?
This is Bill. Jeff, good questions. I'll try to answer that last one first. We certainly hope not, that it will not take revenue away. The combined shows, the planning of those shows, there'll be one central planning process. Currently, for Commodity Classic, we involve our current affiliates in the planning process. As Danny Murphy said, it is farmer-led and farmer-focused, so our farmer leaders
get heavily involved as we move forward here, along with the folks who have been putting on AgConnect. They will become part of that planning process, but it will be a centralized planning process for the show starting in 2016. We don't anticipate that one group would be responsible for one area and the other group responsible for another area. So it'll require a lot of planning, a lot of work, but that it should be an exciting process. Let me put it that way, Jeff.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press the star and the 1 key on your touchtone telephone.
I'm showing no
further questions at this time.
Well, if there are no other questions, we really appreciate your time, and thank you for participating. As you can probably tell from the responses and comments from everybody, we're very excited about this. Obviously, all the media will be invited to the 2014 show, the 15 show, and certainly for the 2016 show. There'll be a lot more information coming out as the months go by, as we get closer and the planning process starts. In the meantime, we encourage you to go to the Commodity Classic website for updates and details, not only for our near-term shows in 14 and 15, but as we do get closer to 2016. If at any time you have some questions, the media contacts were listed on the press release. Feel free to contact Patrick Delaney or Rich Jefferson or Ken Colombini, and we will get you in front of the proper spokesperson and our farm leaders as need be. So with that, unless there's any other last-minute questions or comments, we will close this conference off and appreciate your time. Thank you very much.